Richardson.
Hi, it's Becky from Home Care.
Just a minute. I'm
No
sorry, I didn't
problem.
hear you.
You didn't hear me?
No, I can. I had the phone on my table.
Oh, no problem. I was calling you from Deluxe Home Care. Stella, my coworker spoke with you in the beginning of last month, and at the time you were saying that you were thinking of switching agencies to see if maybe we could find you a caregiver.
I'm sorry. Okay, so yeah, I talked to someone last month about health, home health care,
Right.
and I've been waiting to have someone call me or something about it.
Okay, so listen, so I'll tell you, I was looking for a caregiver in your area, and I actually found a bunch of really good options. I'd want you to speak to them or interview them, or I could just send them to you if it doesn't make a difference for you. But your area definitely has people that would love to work for you. Like really, I have a bunch. Just to confirm,
Okay.
you're on 1200 Allen Market Lane.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So yeah, in St. Louis, we have a bunch. We really have options for you. All we would have to do is contact the state and let them know that you're interested in working with us so that way I could secure you a caregiver.
Okay.
So listen, the state actually, I'm looking at the notes here. It looks like the state has been trying to reach you. And the last day to reach you would be today. So
All
listen.
right. I've been calling someone too. I don't know what's going on. Problem, it doesn't help that I get all these phone calls, and when I answer them, they're usually spam.
Yeah, that's very possible that their number looked like spam because it's like from an 866 number, so it's very possible that you thought it was spam.
Okay, well, I'll look into it and contact them and see about it.
Okay.
I've contacted the St. Louis office, so I may have to call the state office and wait forever
So listen,
and apologize.
actually, you're in not a bad situation because I see that Leslie is the one that's trying to reach you, and I know Leslie's direct line, her direct extension. So what I'm gonna do is like this: I'm gonna give you her direct extension, and I want you to leave her a voicemail today because really the deadline was really today at 3 o'clock. But if you leave her a voicemail today at 4:30, there's a chance she'll work with you. There's a
Okay,
chance.
I will grovel it on her voicemail. I will apologize.
Yeah, apologize. Say I thought your thing was spam. I just spoke with Becky from Deluxe Home Care. She agreed to take me on as a client. She said she has caregivers in my area and I'm ready to start CDS services. I'm so sorry that I wasn't, and I'm so sorry that I didn't see your call and it's already coming up to the deadline. But if any way possible, if you could please keep this referral opened and switch me over to Deluxe Home Care. It's a good chance she'll listen.
Okay.
There's a good chance she'll be compliant there's a good chance that she'll keep the referral open and put that in.
Okay, so I want to be with Deluxe Home Care, and it's, what is it, CDC?
CDS. Let me text you the
CDS.
details. So it's I'm writing Becky. It's Becky from Deluxe. This is my direct line. Just texting you so you have it just to look over real quick before you call. Okay, the next text I'm gonna write is call to request the transfer. Here, let me write that for you. Calling to transfer to Deluxe Home Care. Which is CDS services. They have caregivers in my area and will accept me as a client. I'm just giving you a little script if it's easier.
Okay.
And then lastly, I'm just going to send you a text with the state's number, and your specialist is Leslie. And yeah, apologize. Say I know it's really the day of the what do you call it? It's the day of the deadline, but maybe you could help me out.
All right.
Because it could be they'll say, sure, we can help you out. It's just that it's going to be a new referral, which is a little annoying for us because that means we have to wait another 3 weeks for you. It's annoying for you. You have to wait another 3 weeks. But look, they
Oh,
have.
fudge. Why
So.
does it have to be all this shit? I mean, Trump's an idiot. System worked well the other before.
Look, I hope that the I hope maybe she'll answer even, and maybe she'll call you back. But make sure to leave her a voicemail and leave your phone number, and say you spoke with Becky. She's able to take me on as a client, and yeah.
Okay.
Call me back after though, and if she didn't answer, maybe I'll put in a request from my end as well.
All right.
Okay, amazing. Thank you. Okay, bye
Thank
bye.
you.
Sure.
Bye.